There is a test of our love for Jesus. It's simple. Do we keep his commandments? Do we do what he says? Very simple. Read about what Jesus taught us about that in John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another helper, another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. He that does not love me does not keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. You see, a person just cannot say that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and not actually be following him, following what he says, doing what he says, imitating him, being subservient to Jesus Christ in everything that we know from the Scripture. That's why it's a wonderful thing that when we are saved from our sins, when we are saved from the judgment to come, and we have faith in Jesus Christ, we repent, we confess our sins, and receive the Spirit of Christ, that we are changed, and that Holy Spirit comes and begins working in our lives to change us. And then there is that baptism of the Holy Spirit that we receive. But we cannot say that we're followers of Jesus Christ if we do not do what he says. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray always for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Fill me anew and afresh with your Spirit. I give myself unto you for that purpose. Give me grace, O Lord, that I might follow Jesus, that I might do as he says, and to follow his words and his ways, to love you with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and my neighbor as myself. In Jesus' name, amen.